Welcome to another episode of Shock Therapy. This is Toast. I'm joined with Berg. We're going to be talking about comics tonight and the effect COVID had on comics, both reading and buying. We are on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. So if you are on any of those, please review, please subscribe.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, whatever you do.
However those work.
I have none of those, so I don't know.
I have Google Play, but I don't listen to podcasts.
I also don't listen to podcasts unless my friends do it and I notice that they talk about a topic that I want to hear.
So Wilson just tells us, oh, we're on Spotify now. And Berg and I don't have any idea what that means.
Yeah, so COVID.
COVID. You had asked if it changed my buying pattern, and I said no. I said that it had changed my reading pattern.
Yes.
And you said it changed your buying.
It changed my buying. It changed my reading. It changed all kinds of stuff.
I'm very curious.
For comics. For those of you who don't know or care, I have worked at a comic store since 1997 till today.
It's an impressive run.
And I actually worked for a comic store since 1989. On and off until 1987, until today. So I have been dealing with the retail-ish side of comics for a while.
I've been reading since about 87.
I've been reading since about 77 or 78. Not reading, but I was 3 when I got my first comics, but I still have.
I was in second grade. Zach Wager.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Introduced me to comics. All been downhill since then.
What do you remember what comic he introduced you?
It was, I always get the name wrong. It was basically the who's who of the Marvel Universe.
Marvel Universe? The official handbook?
Yes, official handbook.
The deluxe edition? The white covers? Or
white covers. Yeah.
The second, volume 2.
So, he had those, and that's all I knew at the time, is just character profiles.
Those were so good.
And then we would just make up our own stories.
We used those to play Dungeons & Dragons with superheroes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, essentially, since 1986, I have gone or worked at a comic store every week except for 2 until this year. And those 2 weeks, I even went to a comic book store on my honeymoon.
That's crazy.
Not because I wanted to, but because we were at a mall. And my wife said, oh, there's a comic book store. We should go in because you like comics. And I was like, the last thing I want to do is go to a comic book store. I went to all the toy stores.
My wife has said the same thing while we were on vacation. I'm like, I don't need to go into a comic shop while we're on vacation.
A lot of my coworkers and bosses, anywhere they go, they check out the local comic stores to see if there's stuff for the store, to get ideas. I have zero interest in.
I guess that makes sense from a professional aspect, but as a reader, like, my stuff will be in the box when I get back.
The first half of my comic book time, I would get home and I would read every comic I got that day or over the next day or 2 or 3, depending upon how many comics I got. Because that was my hunger for comics. Starting in the early 2000s, when there were a lot of bad comics, I slowed down reading comics. I slowed down buying comics. Still sold them, still paid attention to them, but I just... And then as the, like, when Preacher and Garth Ennis started getting huge again in the early 2000s, I started reading more and more good comics, or what were supposedly good comics. And then in whenever it was, March of 2020, Jesus. So, COVID hit.
Right.
And we were forced to close. And for the first time since 2002, when I went on that vacation where there were no comic stores, I took comics on the vacation, so but they weren't new ones.
Oh, see, I do bring comics on vacation. Usually it's some sort of digital. So like,
I hate comics on digital.
I read Afterlife with Archie while I was in, I think, Costa Rica, and I loved it.
Loved Costa Rica or reading Afterlife?
Both, but so I'd gotten in, I think it was a Humble Bundle thing. That's how I got a bunch of the digital stuff. And it was, like, I'm not a huge fan of reading digitally. It was convenient occasionally, but I like putting books that I like on a shelf so that I can look at it. I can pull it off the shelf whenever I want. I don't really want my comics in boxes. It's inconvenient to both store and to reread. I prefer bookshelves. So if I really like a book, I'll get the collection, and then I have immediate access to it.
That is a phenomenal reason to read trades. One of the best and most eloquent ways to read, or suggest to read trades. I disagree, but I like it. So anyway, in March, when we were forced to shut down, A, there were new comics, because everything shut down.
To recap, how long was the store shut down, and how long was sort of the industry shut down for not releasing new product?
So the store was shut down for 3 or 4 or 5 weeks. I think we shut down in March, and we opened the last week of April to curbside only. There was one or two weeks of curbside comics, because they still had comics to get, but then they stopped shipping comics. So there was nothing to give, and then we were told we couldn't be here because everything shut down.
Yeah, it was a mess in those early months.
Because nobody knew what was going on, and everything was awful. And so what I found when I wasn't here every day, and I wasn't talking to people every day, was that I didn't give a shit about comics.
It's so surprising. You've said that to me before, but I'm still surprised to hear it.
I still haven't read some comics from March.
Ones that you want to read?
Ones that I bought with the purpose of reading.
Oh, wow.
They're still in a pile.
All right.
And that pile's only getting bigger because comics are back out now.
We're going to get to my pile later.
Yeah. And so for those, whatever it was, 3 or 4 weeks when there was no product and we weren't at the store, I didn't even touch a comic other than, like, I picked up the piles of comics in the boxes to, like, move them out of the way of stuff. But I didn't actually pick up and look at a comic until a week or two after we were back, when we were doing curbside.
Wow.
And I didn't miss it at all. Like, there was never a time like, oh yeah, I should read comics. I like went outside. I played with my kids. I played video games. I watched TV. I watched movies. I played with toys.
That's all good stuff.
Yeah.
Like I have no problem with any of that. I'm surprised that it just shut off so easily.
Super easy. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that I wasn't here. There was no one asking me how was Hulk this week.
That makes sense.
Like, we were talking about COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about, are we ever going to open up? How are we going to, you know? And the escapism that comics has always brought me was just, meh. Don't care. Didn't care. And for the most part, all the comic book people who I talked to during that time, we weren't talking about comics. We didn't, like, my best friend Christopher hasn't read a comic in like 5 years because he got so far behind, or he's read a few here and there. But like, I talk to him the most, and so he doesn't talk about, we don't talk about newer comics because he hasn't read them. And I just didn't talk about them, didn't care. And then we came back to curbside only, and we were getting like 5 books a week, and then we were getting 10 books a week, and it was all from DC, and I just didn't care. And the Joe Hill books, like, I haven't, except for Basket Full of Heads, I haven't finished any of them. Like, I have one more issue of Daphne Byrne to read. Like,
is it a good series?
I loved it.
Oh.
I just didn't care. And, yeah, and when we were doing Curbside Only, there was still nobody to talk to about comics.
Yeah, because you had, like, a box outside the store, so there was no customer contact.
There was no customer contact. And everything was so awful and depressing at that time that I basically just said, I don't want to be here. I'd rather be at home with my kids. I'm terrified, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized, like, oh, man, I haven't read that issue of Immortal Hulk yet. So I read Immortal Hulk, and I was just blown away by how good that book is. I went home, and I read a few more comics that night. And was just reminded, like, oh, yeah, these comics are really, really good. I really like these comics. But what I did over the next few days and weeks was I dropped any title that I hadn't read in 2 issues, which is what I normally do. But because I hadn't read comics in 2 months, it was a ton of comics.
Well, that, yeah. That's understandable.
And the other thing I did was I stopped reading comics to know about stuff to help customers.
Oh, I stopped that a long time ago. Like, I was sort of paying attention to certain things just because, like, the internet talked about them and I wanted to know what people were talking about. And then I realized how time consuming that was and how stupid. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. I need to stop this.
When we get comics on Tuesdays, usually we do all the work on Tuesdays and then we read comics. And I mean work. We do work.
Yep.
And I would read the comics that weren't for me, that I was only vaguely interested in, just to keep current on stuff.
Because people ask,
or Batman's going to die in this issue, or Alfred's going to die, so I'll flip through Batman.
Yeah.
Or something. Just to, you know, and a lot of that time, I would flip through this comic here or there, but not actually read it.
Yeah.
Just kind of skim through it. I have totally stopped doing that. And what I have found, and I always knew this, is that I can just fake it. Because I have never...
Like Saga. You faked for years.
I faked Saga for years. I started reading Saga with, like, issue 36.
Wow.
Well, it was around issue 36 when I finally read issue 1. And I was wrong, and I admit I'm wrong. It's great. But for the first 36 issues of Saga, I just told people that I read it. And I lied my ass off about what I thought of that issue. And was a total poser, making stuff up.
But it worked.
It worked. In 25 so years, no one has ever called me on, like, that didn't happen in that book. Most of the time, people are like, oh, yeah, I love that book. Add it to my list. And I don't know if they're just being polite, but you'd figure it eventually I'd get caught.
I guess not.
But I had slowed down reading in the early 2000s and then was reading 25, 30 books a week. Not reading, but, like, I was reading 15 books a week, but I was going through 15 or 25, 30 books just to kind of get a feel of what's going on.
15 is probably a big week for me.
And now I'm reading like 6.
Wow.
And I have stacks of books at home now that haven't been read because I just, like, I'm not reading this. Why am I buying it? I'm done. And it's something I've recommended to people. Like, if you haven't read Spawn since issue 2, don't buy 300 issues of Spawn.
Right.
spend your money on something you want to read or save your money. Like,
yeah,
I want you to read comics. I need you to read comics. It's my job. But
buy something you like.
Yeah. If you're not reading it, you're just buying a trading card, and it's an awful expensive trading card.
Right.
That takes up space and blah, blah, blah.
So my story, going back to the beginning, I read comics up until I was probably 15 or 16, somewhere around the time I was getting a job. And I was a huge fan of Spider-Man. And I remember specifically it was the arc where his parents come back and they're like secret S.H.I.E.L.D. agents, except not really. And I was so turned off. It was so dumb. I quit reading all comics.
Was that like the minus one issue?
No, it was somewhere in the like 370s, 380s. I think I quit before 400.
That was when I quit reading. Well, yeah. I hated Mark Bagley, and it was hard to read.
I liked Bagley, but the story was so dumb. I literally quit reading all comics because of that story arc.
Wow.
And then I came back a few years later, and then I quit again. I've quit multiple times, usually because I become unemployed and money becomes tight. I've quit a few times because I moved, and just having stacks of comics is difficult. I moved a lot for about 10 years, but for the last 9 years, I think I started in 2011 with New 52. I've been reading consistently. And each time, I try to go back and sort of catch up on things that I missed. So when I came back to comics the first time, I was catching up on stuff like Sandman that I wasn't reading originally, but that I heard was good. And ever since then, there's been this backlog of stuff. And so I buy a lot of generally trades, and then I need to find the time to read it. And this year has given me a lot of time to read books. It's also given me time to make decisions about which books I'm keeping and which books I'm getting rid of. So there were plenty of books that I had read and I was just keeping for no particular reason. But we donated,
for
we
all
clean
orders.
We yes. I freely admit that I am, and I've tried to break myself of that, but my wife and I were working to clean out the house, and I put some serious effort into the office and getting rid of comics that I didn't particularly like or that I knew I wasn't going to read, just to clean things up, just to make room for the things that I do enjoy.
How often do you reread comics?
Rarely.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing with movies and TV. I'm a huge fan of just stories in general. So I watch a ton of movies, TV, read comics, play video games, just for the stories. So I used to rewatch movies more often, and I do less of it the older I get, but I rarely also reread comics. I think Spider-Man Blue is one of the recent rare exceptions. So my wife, I gave a stack of comics to my wife because she was interested in some of my favorites. I list many books as one of my favorites that she doesn't understand how I have so many favorites. So I gave her probably a stack of about a dozen books, Lock and Key, Black Sad, Spider-Man Blue, and then when she gave some of those back, I started rereading. So I reread Spider-Man Blue, but it's one of the rare exceptions. I'm usually looking for new things.
I have read Thor 362 once a year for 20-odd years.
That's cool.
And I have read Watchmen twice because I read it, liked it, forgot about it, and then wanted to read it after I saw the movie because I'm like, I don't remember any of this.
That makes sense.
But other than that, I never reread comics. Even when I find one that I'm like, oh, this was so cool.
How much of that is convenience for you if everything is in, say, long boxes?
Well, I work in a comic store, so I find comics that I love all the time in boxes that I process and file and stuff. So I see both, like, I every once in a while I'll come across, like, this is the first Spider-Man issue I ever bought. I don't reread it. Or this is the first issue of Conan I ever had. Never reread it.
Oh, I did. So I got some of the Spider-Man trades covered some of the earliest Spider-Man issues that I was reading. So I think I started during Larson's run, and there were multiple Spider-Man collections that came out either this year or in recent years that I bought this year and I was reading. So I read from something like 298, 299 through 330.
McFarlane
and Larson.
Yeah, Larson did 324 and 326.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So I read that whole chunk, which for me I hadn't revisited since the 90s, and it's still fun. I still liked it. It isn't too old. I do have a problem reading some older things because the either art style or the writing style usually bugs me. I still enjoyed those issues.
I tried rereading Marvel Superheroes Secret Wars when the Marvel Universe 2-packs came out and they had the comics in them again.
Yeah.
The story is awesome, but the comics are terrible. I can't believe I liked them. The 80s comics are awful.
Yes.
They're written at such a...
I don't understand people that are nostalgic for 70s.
So what happens now?
I'm still catching up. I still have a stack of books that I need to decide whether or not I'm keeping, and a stack of books. So that the first stack is comics that I've read that I don't remember well enough to make a decision on. And I need to figure out what I'm doing with those. And the second stack is ones that I haven't read that I'm now working my way through because my pull list has been reduced and just a bunch of things that I'm reading are on hiatus. So...
Saga.
Right. Various Image books that just disappear for months at a time. So I'm working through multiple stacks and getting rid of things and making room permanently for things that I like. So it's a constant game of catch up, and I'm hoping someday I am caught up.
You'll never be caught up.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I could read every comic I had and never finish before I die.
I mean, I've been at it for 30 years and I'm not caught up yet, so what hope do I have?
But I can say that I've read every issue of Thor from Journey into Mystery 83 up until issue 10 that came out a couple weeks ago.
That's impressive.
Only once came close to cutting. I dropped Thor for about a week. One time.
So not as bad as Spider-Man's parents coming back.
No. My Spider-Man, I read the ones you read, and then I stopped right around 400-ish, and then I did not read until John Romita Jr. came back with John Byrne, I think was writing, or Howard Mackey, and I read Spider-Man up until he made the deal with Mephisto, and I was like, this is the dumbest thing.
See, I skipped all of that. Spider-Man was my guy growing up, and then I quit, and I came back for issue 700, and I would be fine if Spider-Man were dead, if Peter Parker were dead. Like, that could be, for me, the final issue.
Anyway, so yeah, COVID changed a lot of stuff.
It really did.
I still love comics. I still want to read comics. I just, not as much.
See, for me, I guess, because I've always been on the search for new things, there's always new books for me to read. even with dropping, even with titles just disappearing, I'm just constantly searching for new stuff. So I'm always finding new things to read. I try a lot of first issues.
You do.
None of that has changed. It's just I find myself with more free time to get the reading in.
I find that I have read too many comics and everything is just like, oh yeah, I've read this before. Oh yeah, they took this idea from that comic and put it in purple.
I see that in TV and movies. I'm like, I remember this. Comics did this years ago.
Right now, Old Man Turtles is my biggest, like, yeah, it's Old Man Turtles. I read Old Man Logan. I read this before.
Currently, it's the Good Turtles book.
Yeah.
So I'm still reading that. I just dropped the main title.
There's a part of me that's like, yeah, I really don't care. What, like, I want to read the story where the other turtles die. I don't want to read the last turtle's last hurrah.
That makes sense.
Like,
I get that.
He's either going to die,
or not die,
or he'll be like, he'll start a new heroic age, aka Dark Knight Returns,
right?
Or the other guys weren't dead. Yeah, like,
I'm curious enough.
Yeah,
I mean,
the art is what draws me in for that. That I love that art.
Art's good.
I wish the other guy had stayed around, but I guess he couldn't.
I don't know what's up with that.
I don't know. But I guess that is it.
I think that's been it for this episode.
If you're still listening, thank you.
I don't know how you can give feedback. We do have an email address. If I remember correctly, it's shocktherapytoys@gmail.com. Please send us anything you want, comments, suggested topics. Again, we are on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Play. So please subscribe there.
We also have a YouTube channel, Shock and Awe Toy Reviews. We're on the Facebook, the Instagram,
and Twitter.
Wilson keeps trying to make us grow and expand to make it whatever he's trying to make it.
Yep.
And we're just hanging out.
We are along for the ride.
So for Mr. Toast, I am the Berg. And
thanks for joining us.
Yeah.